Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould. Mosquitoes seem to be more abundant than ever in parts of Florida this summer, thanks to Tropical Storm Debbie. The storm dumped 30 inches of rain on one North Florida county, and that created prime breeding conditions for mosquitoes. In Vero Beach, researchers at the University of Florida's Medical Entomology Lab have been studying mosquitoes for decades. Associate Professor Roxanne Connolly is also president-elect of the American Mosquito Control Association. She shows a visitor the mosquito breeding lab.
So these little black dots you see on top of the water surface are egg rafts. So there's probably a couple hundred eggs in each one of these little rafts you see here.
And how long will it take before they become full-blown mosquitoes?
About 10 days.
And that little quarter-inch sack is going to become 150 mosquitoes. No wonder there's such a problem.
Yes, one female can lay one of these egg rafts about every 3 to 4 days as long as she lives. So as long as she can keep doing that, she's producing a couple hundred mosquitoes every time. It's exponential from there.
The lab has a colony of the kind of mosquito that can carry the West Nile disease.
It's not real picky about the water it lives in. It can live in brackish and fresh and polluted water. So it's everywhere. And because it's a good vector of West Nile, anybody can be at risk now for being exposed to West Nile infected mosquitoes.
The mosquitoes that you have here in your lab, did you collect those outside?
You can see on this cage here, it says F-150. What that means is 150 generations ago, this mosquito was collected locally. Typically, the way this system works here, we can get through one generation in about 3 to 4 weeks, 12 generations a year. But someone started this colony a long time ago, and then we've just kept it going. And occasionally, we do bring in fresh wild material to kind of stimulate the activity within the reproductive cycle.
Most of these mosquitoes that are clinging to the inside of cages, most of them are laboratory products.
Yes, that's correct. And what they're clinging to is water and sugar water. They need the water, they need the sugar for energy.
How many mosquitoes would you say there are in Florida?
Oh my goodness. Well, let's see, we have 80 species. It would be many billions. The salt marsh mosquito, Aedes tenuricus, which you have anywhere you have salt marsh, so the entire coastline of Florida. When those mosquitoes emerge after, say, a high tide or heavy rainfall, there are millions that come off just in one brood. So if you get millions coming off several times a year throughout the entire state of Florida, it's really impossible to imagine.
Is eradication ever going to happen, do you think? Is that a goal?
It's not a goal, and I don't think it would ever happen. We talk about eradication of certain mosquito-borne diseases. That has been accomplished in the U.S. We don't have yellow fever here anymore. Rarely do we have malaria, but talking about eradication of mosquitoes, it's just not going to happen.
Does the mosquito serve any useful function?
Yes, the mosquito is food for fish. Mosquito adults are fed on by birds, bats. There's one mosquito that the female doesn't feed on blood. She basically feeds on sugar. It's a very large, brilliantly colored mosquito, but her larvae are actually biocontrol. They will eat other mosquito larvae. They serve some beneficial role there as well.
You've been studying mosquitoes for decades. How do you feel about mosquitoes personally?
I certainly don't like it when they bite me. It's respect. It's, I guess, awe in how abundant they can be, how prolific they are, how they can survive no matter what we do to them, no matter what other animals do to them. They've been here long before humans, and if humans disappear, mosquitoes are going to still do just fine.
That was Roxanne Connolly at UF's Medical Entomology Research Lab in Vero Beach. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Deep down in Florida. Place I long to be.